بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. أحمدك ربي على كل قضائك وجميع قدرك، حمد الرضا بحكمك لليقين بحكمتك، وأصلي وأسلم على خير خلقك ونور عرشك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers and sisters in Islam, our respected listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to our weekly program. Let us begin our program with our dua to Allah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for those who are in financial difficulties. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant them rizq, halal, tayyib, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save them from any haram income, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our money and our rizq from any type of haram, inshallah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, ahlan wa sahlan and welcome, and I'd like to remind you that our program is live program. For any inquiry or any request, or you want to rectify something, you can WhatsApp me right now on 072-144-0717. That is our WhatsApp number. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy, inshallah. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahman ar-Rahim. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. صدق الله العظيم. The ayah which I mentioned now, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala giving us a rhetorical question that is asking me and you, that people think that we let them, allow them to assume and to utter the word of Iman without some temptation and some fitna, so that we can see if that Iman come to action or just lip surface. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. Every one of us declare that La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and we assume that we are the believer. Easy to talk, but is not easy to practice. That's why Allah said, anyone who said I'm a believer must be ready to ride the test, and that test will show that if you have that Iman practically or not. The one who write small exam for a small degree, and the children who are writing matric exam, also is a bit hard, but not harder than PA or master degree or PhD degree. People want to get status. They doing so many courses, doing so many practice, they travel overseas, stay up all night to achieve something, to go to that training course and pass it, and they get that new degree or that new level. So, in this ayah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, you can claim that you have Iman or as you like, but you would never approve that Iman till you go through a practical test. The test will show. And the ulama said, وَلَوْلَا الْمَشَقَّةُ لَسَادَ النَّاسُ كُلُّهُمْ. If it was not for the hardship, everyone will be the top. Everyone will be the first. And we know that الْعُلَمَاءُ وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ. The scholars of Islam are the inheritance of Prophet. Many people think, what inheritance of what? Fame and name, no problem. But also inheriting the difficulties of Prophet and the fitna and the test of the prophets, all the prophets. That's why many people, when they've been tested, they fail on the exam, they think that Rabbi Ahanan, my God, dishonor me by that test. We need to teach the Ummah Sabron Jamil. You will teach the Ummah that that calamity of yours, that hardship, it is a test of Allah. Many pious people went through it, but with Sabrun Jamil, beautiful Sabr. No shikwa, no complain. You do it for the sake of Allah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا بُلِيتُمْ فَاسْتَتِرُوا إِذَا بُلِيتُمْ فَاسْتَتِرُوا. When you've been tested from Allah, don't complain. Don't lose iman. Don't expose that test. Hide it and make it satr. Conceal it and cover it. Don't report Allah to the creation of Allah. No, we report the creation of Allah to Allah. So, we have to understand that this test is not a curse of Allah. It is just a test to get a promotion, to get that high status. Brothers and sisters in Islam, that calamity we have, any type of calamity, it's our taqdeer, is a training course for me and you to reach that level. Unexpected exam. Anyone who passes it will become a chosen one to Allah. So that test is your size. It's not too heavy. You are not ready, that's why it looks heavy. Brother and sister in Islam, if you complain Allah of any taqdeer of Allah, you're going to prolong or you're going to extend that type of calamity. No qada, no destiny, no taqdeer will be lifted from you unless you accept it. And you accept it as a test of Allah. The test is not a problem. The result of the test is a problem. That's why the children don't like exam. Not because the exam is hard, because they're scared of the result of the exam. Many of us, we don't want to die. Not because we don't believe on Akhirah. We believe on Akhirah, but we're scared to meet Allah with our problem and the result of that meeting. Ummatul Islam, sisters in Islam, do not let the changing of your condition changing your heart and your iman. A person was crying in the mosque. So the people asked him, what happened? He said, the crook stole all my money and my stuff in my house. So someone told him, why are you crying? There is another crook come steal the dunya of the people and akhirah. The crook of reward. That sin and that guna we commit is a real crook. Brother and sister in Islam, before you complain your condition, think about the taqdeer of Allah and believe that any calamity of Allah happened to you is khair. Because Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the aqeedah of the Muslim, believe that all the deeds of Allah is khair. All the act of Allah is khair. Al-af'alullah khair. The deeds of Allah always khair. Sometimes it looks hard on shar and evil for you, but the fact is Allah does not do any evil. Yes, maybe you count it as evil, but it's not evil. Allah is the most high example. When you take your child to dentist, for you mean khair, you need help. And then you want to solve the problem of your child. So it's khair. But your child cry, complain you, run away from you, because he think is shar. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is our creator and he knows which act can discipline us or bring us to His root. لَوْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا فِي الْغَيْبِ, if you would know what is supposed to happen to you, لَخْتَرْتُمُ الْوَاقَعِ, you would have chosen what it happened to you. No, Sheikh, he died. Yes, he died as one. But you know, if you know what Allah is supposed to do, you would make it. Or the whole family would die. So now we got this one. The father died. Yes, Allah left the mother because the children are little. So Allah got wisdom behind it. Brother, sister, Islam, Allahu latifun bil ibad. Allah is very gentle and merciful to His servant. Choose light taqdeer. The problem is because you don't expect it. We are not ready for it. That's why it sounds very heavy. Brother, sister, Islam, amongst the name of Allah is Hannan. Al-Hannan. You know, you say, Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan. Hannan in Arabic is that sound of the dove, the pigeon. The pigeon taught human being what is love, what is care between husband and wife. That pigeon, if you look at the life of the pigeon, you will be shocked because it's a very honest couple. So what is Hannan here? When that one of that pigeon or the dove couples walk away just few steps away from the partner, running and crying, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you for half a meter, yes, because he doesn't want to miss his wife or his partner. Allah is Hannan. When you commit a sin, so Allah stay away from you, but you got that longing to you, waiting for you to say astaghfirullah, calling you 5 times a day, please come to me, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. Brother, sister in Islam, yes, we believe on Hannan Mannan. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is al-wadood. Al-wadood, the most kind and compassionate. He will never embarrass you on a day of qiyamah. Forget to be exposed on a day of qiyamah. You make tawbah from that sin. That sin will never be discussed again. Because wadood, forgive, and doesn't open that issue and discuss it and bring it back to task again. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on the hadith, marry the women who's wadood. So now the sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we know what is walood, the one who love children, babies, like to give babies. But what is wadood? Wadood, when she forgive, she will never open that issue again. Finish. You have a problem with your husband or your wife, then he came and apologized. Finish. Deleted. Not in a file, not on a memory card. Deleted. Then when the other problem comes, she will never open that issue again. That is called wadood. Marry that woman wadood. I don't know our wife nowadays is wadood or not. Or do you bring the story from the 50 years ago? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's name is al-muhib. The most loved one. Why? Loves you because of one good quality. You do it with ikhlas. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw the daughter of one man, his name is Hatim al-Ta'i. I don't know you heard about this man or not, was very generous Arab before Islam. Till they give example now of it, you say you are Hatimi. Hatim al-Ta'i, very generous. Arabs, you got some qualities. One of them is generosity. Hospitality to the visitor, the guest. Very, very honest to his friend. So, we call it that man, he got a quality of Hatim. Hatimi. Hatim al-Tai, at night, before Islam, he had that quality, generosity and hospitality. He said to his slave, in a poet, some sort of poetry, he awqid ya ghulam, oh my slave, light the fire, on the fire in the desert, right? لعل فإن الليل ليل قر, because the night is so dark and so cold. لعل يرى نارك من يمر, maybe one of those who are traveling will see your fire and then will come. إن جلب ضيفا فأنت حر, if that fire of yours gain one visitor, I will free you. You no more my slave. So Hatim al-Ta'i encourages all his slaves to stand at night, late at night, to gain some visitor so that they can be free. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw his daughter, the daughter of Hatim, after Islam. Hatim Qaid passed away, not Muslim, but his daughter was amongst the prisoners of war. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, who's this one? He said, the daughter of Hatim al-Tai. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Sahaba, get a special camel, let her take the transportation, take her home with dignity and respect. We free this woman. He said, because her father had one quality, Allah loves it on his Nabi. Allah loves their generosity. The person with a good heart, very generous. Yes, we call him Kareem. Kareem, it means generous. You give with no counting. Ramadan Kareem, because too much reward. Quran Kareem, too much barakah and ilm, and too much of khair on Quran. Nabi Kareem. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Kareem, very generous. The Sunnah is Kareem. Then we got Ramadan Kareem. Why Ramadan Kareem? Lot of khair and barakah and thawab and ajr in Ramadan. So when Allah applied that quality of His, it's called Al-Muhib. He loves you because of one quality. Now we ask our listeners, do you have any quality? Allah loves it. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will count it as a great amal. If you have any quality, look after it, die with it, so that you can gain muhib. Allahul muhib. Allahul muhib, it means He loves and appreciates that quality. You got so many people, ordinary people, just read his salah, go to work, come back, normal person. And you discover that you as a wali of Allah, was a saint of Allah. See, how come? This man, or that lady, had a quality, was very honest in it, and he was stick with it till his life. So that type, it's called khisla. Khisla means quality, attitude. Allah loves it. That's why you got a lot of barakah and khair. Amongst the names of Allah, call Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahim come from Rahma, the most merciful and compassionate. Why we call him Ar-Rahim? Because Allah in the day of Qiyamah will put in His consideration that really, really we are unable to satisfy and to fulfill the entire command of Allah. We are trying. We become ajiz. What is ajiz? Disabled. With too much mercy, too much compassion, because when you see someone is blind, someone is disabled, someone is sick, we got that emotion and we got that rahmah and that mercy. That's why You see on the corners and the stop signs around here, you'll find the beggars. The beggars, they like to appear in front of you as ajiz. What is ajiz? Disabled, carrying a baby, walk with a blind, or tie something on his leg, just to draw your mercy. He make himself ajiz so that you become rahim. In the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will think about us that we were ajiz. Oh Allah, that test was heavy and I was unable to do it. So it's called Rahim. Amongst the name of Allah, Ar-Ra'uf. Ar-Ra'uf, it comes from the word Ra'fat. Ra'fat. Ra'fat forbid you because he loves you. You don't allow your son to drive, doesn't have license, not because you hate your son, because you worry about your son, you love your son, that's why they bribe him from driving because of love. Your child wants to drink a cola drink, you said no, you don't eat chocolate, you don't eat that gas, and that cola drink is going to damage your body. The child feel that you hate him. But that type of harshness, that cruelty, it's sort of mercy. Yes. Take your child to a path, you're irritating him? No. I want to clean you. If you want to know the meaning of Ar-Ra'uf, you must understand the relationship between the mother and the children when they fight. No. You can't play with that fire. You're going to burn yourself. So Allah's Ra'uf made some acts in our life haram because he knows that when you practice that haram, when you do this haram, you're going to hurt yourself. So sometimes you say, why Allah make this one haram? Why Allah said like that? Because it's fire, my son. You're going to burn yourself. Wallahu ya'lam wa antum la ta'lam. That is called Ar-Ra'uf. Ra'fat. Ra'fat is an individual, a name, but this is Ra'uf, is a quality of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Then we have another name of Allah. I love it. I love it. It's called Ash-Shafiq. You know, you got 99 names of Allah and you got some other name. The 99 names, they call it Asma'ullah al-Husna. Husna means a beautiful one. But this one is out of that Asma'ullah al-Husna. One of it is called Ash-Shafiq. What is Ash-Shafiq? Most kind, and repeat the advice till you get tired. Repeating the advice so many times, like our children, when we tell our children, study, study, mommy, daddy, I heard it, study, study, you give me the whole bayan every day, mommy. He said, yes, because I'm Shafiq, or Shafiqa. Shafiqa is for the lady. Shafiq is for he. So when the father repeat, it's Shafiq. Because in Quran, you got so much repetition, so much repeating. Wallahu raufun bil ibad, inna Allah ma'a sabirin, inna. You find the story here, and then you find it in another surah, and then you find it the example day, and another example day. You say, does Allah repeat? He said, no, it's Shafiq. So this name of Allah will let us understand why our parents were nagging and repeating too much. Study, study, don't do this, don't do that. You, daddy, you repeat so many times. Yes, my friend, because I'm Shafiq. I have to repeat. Insan, the meaning of insan is to forget. It comes from nasayan. Nasayan, it means you forget. We have to remind you. Brother and sister in Islam, yes, we must apply the qualities of Allah in our life, which is called Asma'ul Jamal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us His sifat and His qualities, Hannan, Al-Wadud, Al-Muhibb, Al-Ra'uf, Al-Rahim, Al-Shafiq. Ameen, Thumma Ameen. Hafiz Bilal asked me to stop for short break. We'll continue after the short. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back, brother and sister in Islam. And once again, we thank you for tuning to our program. On your behalf, I'd like to say shukran to my engineer tonight, Hafiz Muhammad Bilal. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward him. And we thank all our friends who are always listening to our program and sending some questions. I'd like to remind you that our program is a live program. So for any inquiry, if you want to correct me, you can WhatsApp me right now on 072-144-0717. My friend is asking about the word imam. The word imam comes from the Arabic word called amam. Amam is the front. So the always imam on the front. But subhanallah, in Quran Kareem you got that scientific miracles and you got language miracle. The miracle that how Allah put these words in Quran in the right place, in the right form. So you find the word imam, وَإِنَّهُمَا لَبِإِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ, talking about the village of Madian, Sahab al-Aika, for Shu'aib, وَإِنَّهُمَا لَبِإِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. So that imam here, it's called highway, international road. We take the countries and you pass some countries. Road, according the agreement of the country, everyone must use it. Musafir traveling. So we leave the road now, we talk to the imam of the masjid. He's the imam of the entire people in the community. Can't be imam for one group and leave the imam. As the highway accommodate all the transportation, so the word imam is also international road, and also the imam itself, himself, must be for everyone. Good and bad, young or old, men, women, they must come for solution. That's why we call him imam. Imamul Mubin, also in Quran al-Karim, it's about Lawhul Mahfuz, that book of Allah, or the register of Allah, or the tablet of Allah, which has the information about all the creation of Allah. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ لَفِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. Everything is registered in that big memory, and big card or big tablet. That's called Lawhul Mahfuz. See now, in the Quran we mention it. Imam Mubin is Quran al-Karim. Al-Quran al-Karim has the solution for anything. So it's like international road. Whatever problem you have, just go to Quran. مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. This kitab has the solution of everything. So the people benefit from it. Now the science of Quran, the geography in Quran, all the benefit in Quran al-Karim. Then you got another word, it's called Imamun Mubin, is Nabi Ibrahim a.s. was the Imam of the entire Ummah, because all the Anbiya put Nabi Ibrahim as a condition of the belief. We call him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah said, Ja'iluka linnasi imama. Imama, it means he's a leader of all. All the nation, you find it in the Christianity, Ibrahim a.s., you find it in Judaism, you find it in all the religion. You find another imam is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why we say Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because he was a leader in Salah, the imam in Salah, Masjid al-Aqsa, when it's that miraculous journey of Isra wal-Mi'raj. So he was a practical imam for the entire Anbiya. And then, sometimes, imam, we call him the caller to Allah. Because the imam must go and call each and everyone in his community to the road of Allah. You see now how many words is called imam in Quran. Everyone has got different meaning. Then we find imam, sometimes you can get imam for good people or imam for bad people. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةٌ يَهْدُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ. We made some of the kuffar as a leader to lead people to go to kuffar. Then every ummah will be called be imamihim, like Fir'aun was the imam of the Egyptian. Brother and sister in Islam, this word is called imam. Why we saying like that? Because some people they fight about the word is called imam. One of that big question we have, they don't allow the people to say imam because they think it's like imam this now, but we say Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, imam, alim bihaq, Imam al-Shafi'i, rahmatullahi alayhi, we call him imam, imam, the four imam you people call it. When you look at the life of these four imams, we feel shy. Why? Because that time of this imam, there was no library, there was no internet, there was no technology on how these people wrote these books. And they made that a very heavy research. Now our children got computer, you got Facebook, they got tuition, you got nice school, and they fail. But that time, these people living on the desert, they don't have any facility, but they wrote hundreds of books we're still using till now. One of these people, Imam al-Shafi'i, rahmatullahi alayhi. Imam al-Shafi'i, we call him the Wali of Allah. The Wali of Allah. Al-Alim al-Haq. The absolute scholar of deen. Abu Abdullah Muhammad bin Idris bin Abbas bin Uthman bin Shafi'. That's why we call him Shafi'i. This Shafi', the last name of Imam Shafi'i, that Shafi' did meet Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his father was being prisoner in the battle of Badr and become Muslim. So is Imam Shafi'i from a very special family. His mother from Yemen. And she gave birth to him in Gaza, as you people know. And the same year of Imam Hanifa passed away. Then his mother took him back to Mecca while he was 2 years. Imam Shafi'i, the people used to say, if you want to cry, go listen to that young man Shafi'i, Muhammad bin Idris Shafi'i. You will cry, because the way he read the Quran, very great melody on his voice. Not only that voice, Imam Shafi'i, I just want to show you how powerful is this man. Imam Shafi'i lived with a tribe, it's called Huzail. Huzail, they are top Arabic speaking people, so that he can learn the eloquence of Arabic. When he lived with them, he correct this family, this tribe. He correct all the poetry of this tribe, because he used to get some mistake on that poetry. And he approved to be Mufti while he was young, very young. 13 years, memorized the kitab of Imam Malik called Muwatta. 16 years, company Imam Malik with him, and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal become students under him, and he made hijrah to Baghdad, to Iraq. You know, this type of ulama, they don't stay in one place. They take the food like the honey peas. They don't like to stay on one tree. They pick up different fragrance and different juice. Why we say like that? Because Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, he's the only imam, the one who made tawfiq, the one who adjust between two school of thought amongst the sahaba. That Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, Abdullah bin Abbas. They called him Ahlul Ra'i and Ahlul Hadith. He managed between those people who put that Ahlul Ra'i, the Tawfiq, and he had that moderation. And he practiced it in his kitab, it's called Al-Risala or Al-Um. He's the one, we call him Nasir al-Sunnah, the protector of Sunnah of Rasulullah s.a.w. because he used to say Quran and Sunnah, they're in one level. You can't disregard one of them. And he solved the problem, that big argument about will we see Allah or not? Is Quran being created or the Kalam of Allah? Was very great poet. And he got some wisdom, very, very wise wisdom. Very humble and zahid, like Sufi. And he said it very clear. Seeking knowledge better than Salatul Tatawwa. All his night. One third of his night writing, one third reading salah, one third sleeping. Imam al-Shafi'i is a great imam, and we call him the man of the spiritual ibadah. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, We call him the genius Imam. The only Imam who got that powerful intellectual power in his life. From the time he start to learn till the day he passed away. Imam Abu Hanifa, he made fatwa in advance. That he was talking about something never happened in his lifetime, but he was already giving answer for it. He was talking about if someone make tawaf with a fly around the Kaaba, will that tawaf accepted or not? Brother and sister in Islam, these people, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, these people we call them the Baraka of the Ummah. I know you got so many scholars and what, but these people, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave them to us as a good taqdeer for me. And I don't know, we cannot imagine ourselves without these people. Now when you call the other people, say, no, I'm ghair muqallid, I don't follow the Imam. I say, you know what? Impossible. Impossible. Why? Because you need a coach. You don't have the entire knowledge. He said, no, I can try. Try what? You try what? Every team needs manager and coach. You can't play alone like this. We need a guider. And this man sacrificed so many years to give you the fruit of his knowledge for free. So you must take it because it's not another religion. When you follow the madhab, it's not another religion. It's called another knowledge, not another religion. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Say to them, are they equal, those who know and those who do not know? Yes, it's impossible to equalize or to make them equal. Impossible. That alim and that man is not alim, are they the same on salah? Are they the same on the way of thinking? No, no. Especially the ulama who understood the deen of Allah and practice it on themselves and then taught it to the other and let the other practice it. We call it mukhlisin, the sincere ulama. And Nabi Muhammad SAW said, مَنْ يُرِدُ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. If Allah wishes for anyone khair, He will let him understand the masail of deen. That mufti who knows what is halal and haram. يُفَقِّهُ فِقْ, not story, فِقْ. That's why we said to the brothers and sisters, know al-halal wal-haram. Know al-halal wal-haram. Brothers and sisters in Islam, if you know what is halal and haram, you are safe. You are safe from the azab of Allah. You are safe from the problem. Yes, because they call it al-fiqh al-akbar, the great masail, when you know the municipal thing and the one who is forbidden. Fiqh is sadaqa jariyah. That's why the sign of qiyamah, ulama will be less, will be very few. يَذُوبُ كَمَا يَذُوبُ الْمَلْحُ فِي الْمَاءِ. The alim, his heart will be melted like when you throw a piece of salt in the water. In our life now, we find a scholar of deen, they don't have chance. People don't give them chance to talk. Actually, the pure and the genuine ulama, they are in the prison or they are sitting at home, they don't have any chance to spread that nur which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it on their heart and mind. A real awliya of Allah, yahduna ila al-haq. Yes, as they say, al-ilmu yahdi lil-haq, wal-haq yahuddu ala al-ilm. Knowledge guide you to the truth, and the truth guide you to seek knowledge. Khayrul a'mal akhlasahu wa aswabahu. The best deed ever you do in your life, when you are sincere on it, and when you are sure that is correct. Because our problem sometimes, we are very sincere, but we do wrong ibadah. Or maybe we do correct ibadah, but we don't have ikhlas on this ibadah. خَيْرُ الْأَعْمَالِ أخلصهُ وأصوبهُ. The best deed ever you do in your life, the sincere one and the correct one. Many people waste so many years to study a useless subject. And then there by the end of their life, they say, sorry, let me start another one. Brother and sister in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our ulama. May Allah grant them health and sahha and afiyah. May Allah grant our ulama who passed away Jannatul Firdaus, and may Allah cool their eyes in Jannah for that ham and that stress they had for the ummah. May Allah reward them for those who passed away for the sake of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them Jannatul Firdaus because they stood next to the mazloom. They protected our secret. They work hard to give us the beautiful deen and Quran. Yes, brother and sister in Islam, we have a treasure amongst ourselves that when we have a alim, sincere, love everyone, give hidayah to all the people. May Allah reward all of them, inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide you to the ilmun nafi'. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for us to practice what we say, inshallah. Hafiz Bilal said that my time is up. Inshallah, I'll see you next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.